Welcome to another episode of Intimate Descriptions of Celebrities. Katy Perry. Very sexy singer. She seems able to transform herself. And all of her looks are beautiful. She particularly likes her hair to be different colours. It's been pink like candy floss, and blue, and purple, and all sorts. Dark brunette. That's what suits her, especially when she has eyeliner or thick mascara, because her irises are a blue, almost a grey sometimes. It's very alluring when she looks directly at the camera. And when she smiles, she has a nice set of teeth. Her bottom lip is particularly plump. I wonder if she bites it sometimes. It looks as if it deserves to be bitten. Gently, of course. She has arched eyebrows. And they give her a sense of I think she could be quite forceful. She's a strong woman. She won't stand for any nonsense. She runs her own life. If you interest her, she would make sure you know not to trample on her. You won't get away with anything. I've seen her interviewed. Oh, her breasts. Cleavage is one of the most gorgeous cleavages. Her best looks are low V-cut, V-neck, and that beautiful cleavage, two arcs of golden flesh. I mean, she's European, she can be pale, but she has a lovely golden tan when she's in the sun. Slim upper arms, delicate. But her boobs have got the nicest shape. Her nose is slender and more chiselled than the other girls so far. Like you could run your finger down its length until she snapped her teeth. A wonderful body. She keeps fit. Long legs. When she dressed up for the video, the candy floss. remember the one where she had to spray bottles of cream squirting? And something about Katie compared to the other girls so far is she has lovely feet. Really nicely shaped feet and toes. I think red lipstick looks best on her because of her dark hair. She's almost got a 50s look about her, I think. And in black leather. Yes, I could imagine her as a dominatrix. You know, dressed up that way. All of the incarnations. Every time she redevelops her look, there's still a sweetness. Sensual. She's a woman, not a girl.